In the beginning, CDs were audio only, and computers could only display text and graphics. The first CD-ROMs were used for large text databases with graphics added later. But now, CDs store video, audio, graphics, and text, making them ideal for the distribution of multimedia titles. Computers now handle audio and video, as well as text and graphics, so are called multimedia computers. The marriage of CD-ROM technology with multimedia computers has enabled the multimedia revolution, which is permeating almost everything we do. One CD can store 74 minutes of hi-fi music, or 74 minutes of video, or about 10,000 graphics or photos, or 200,000 pages of text, or a combination of all these. There are over 11,000 multimedia titles worldwide, covering professional databases, education and reference, games and entertainment, movies and music videos, and music CD-ROMs. These titles can be played on any multimedia PCs which have CD-ROM drives and sound cards, Apple Macintosh computers, CD Interactive, and various CD-based game systems. Multimedia titles are created using a team of designers, artists, video producers, and software programmers, plus suitable software and hardware tools for graphic creation, video encoding, and authoring. And of course, you need experience in multimedia design and development. There are numerous excellent multimedia applications available, including Microsoft's Encarta Encyclopedia, Peter Gabriel's Explorer Interactive Music CD-ROM, Virgin's Seventh Guest Adventure Game with video, various movies, and many others. For more information on multimedia, just select any of the topic buttons on the controller. To repeat this presentation, select Overview.